We're starting today at Lamed Amud Bet, in the middle of the page. Tanu Boba Yom Darash Rabbi Akiva. Let's start again. Kavtet Amud Bet. Went to the wrong place. In the middle of Kavtet Amud Bet, actually toward the beginning, we're about 10 lines from the top of Kavtet Amud Bet. We are starting from the words Tanya. Okay, we have a lot of Tuma and Tahara stuff today. Okay, we're going to have, we're in the middle of this discussion about the, the whole thing started, we were comparing the Sheretz, the Safek Tuma to the Sota, and then from there we got to, after that we went into the Kad, the Kli Cheres, and so we're in the middle of this whole thing. We're going to start from Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi. Minayin l'revi bakodesh shepasul. If you remember, we had this drasha of Rabbi Akiva that he said that a sheni l'tuma can create a shlishi l'tuma, even in chulin, which we said was a rare opinion. Today we're going to see all the opinions that a sheni can't make a shlishi for chulin, okay, which is how we paskin. But before we get to there, right? So how do we know halachically a sheni turns a shlishi only if it's truma or kodshim? And a shlishi can make a revi only for kodshim. Okay, so now we're going to see Rabbi Yossi says, how do we know that revi bakodesh shepasul? I just want to get into the terminology for a minute. If you say that something is tameh, okay, then that means it's tameh and can be metameh another level. Once you say it's pasul, it means it closes that level. Okay, so if you say it's posel betruma, it means that that causes it to be a truma, and that truma is now pasul. And it doesn't have the koch to be posel anything lower than it, right? And it's a shlishi, that's truma, can't posel any other piece of truma, right? So if you have...
Can
posel kodshin. But it's posel betruma, meaning that if I turn this into a shlishi, let's say it's truma, okay, let's say this is a piece of bread, and it's truma, once it becomes truma, right, it can't contract truma to any other truma, okay? And when you say posel bakodshin, it's the same thing. It means that's the end point for it in terms of that issue. So, and posel, we're only going to use when it comes to truma and kodshim. We're not going to use it when it comes to chulin, because chulin never becomes pasul, basically, right? There's no such thing. Chulin doesn't have, pasul has the connotation that it messes it up, right? Like if you have truma and it becomes tameh, so that item is now pasul also, right? It's forbidden. You have to burn it. It's no good anymore.
A sheni is not pasul because it's not messed up because it wasn't going to be truma, but it's somebody can still eat it.
Right. So we're going to see. It depends who, but yeah.
It's an issue of who's trying to stay.
It's an issue of, well, first of all, if it's...
You can't become tameh, a person.
If you eat it, so we're going to see. If you eat it, you do become tameh. Okay? We're going to see that later on today. If you eat a rishon, if you eat a sheni, there's all different laws. What happens if you eat it and you become... The rabbis made a gzera, that you become tameh also. If you eat it, because what's the concern? That maybe you'll have it in your mouth at the same time as you're drinking a drink of truma. And then you can actually passel the truma
in your
while
mouth.
You're... Right. Okay? So, what does he say? Minayin l'revi bakodesh shepasul. How do we know that there's such a thing as a revi, right? That a shlishi can be metame a revi when it comes to kodshim. So he says v'dinu. Okay? Now here, if you start following on the chart, okay, this is in the first font, the kal and the chamor. Okay? So if you follow there, it'll also help you. Minayin l'revi bakodesh shepasul. V'dinu. Ma mechusar kipurim. Shemutar b'truma. What did we say? If you're a tevul yom, remember, you go to the mikvah on the seventh day, or maybe even on, you know, let's say you're a tevul yom who's also a mechusar kippurim, right? In other words, you're a tevul yom who has to bring a korban. So you're a tevul yom on day number seven. You went to the mikvah in the morning, you're waiting for Harav Shemesh. You can eat truma when?
After
dark. Now the next day,
you have to bring
your korban. So you're still a mechusar kippurim. And what did we learn? You can eat truma, because once Harav Shemesh comes, you can eat truma, even if you still have to bring a korban. So mechusar kippurim is mutar b'truma, and yet he's pasul v'kodesh, because that's the whole thing. If he's mechusar kippurim, he cannot eat the korban. So therefore, a shlishi shepasul b'truma. Okay, so now something that's a shlishi l'truma. Now here it's like yesterday. We have this weird kavachomer because we're comparing two things that are not exactly parallel. One is a human being who's a mechusar kippurim, and the other is... The other is a shlishi l'tuma, an item that's tameh, right? We're comparing two different things, and you can argue with this type of kal v'chomer, but take it as a given right now. So the shlishi l'tuma is the davar chamor now. Why is it chamor? It's more chamor from the mechusar kippurim because What's the story with the shlishi l'tumah? It's pasul b'truma, right? You cannot eat it if it's truma, right? If you have something that's a shlishi, that's truma, it's pasul l'truma. So again, it's not exactly the same thing. The mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma. Here we're talking about a shlishi that it itself is not good truma, right? It's pasul. So therefore, what do you see? If it's pasul b'truma, and the mechusar kippurim is mutar b'truma, now, if mechusar kippurim is pasul to eat a revi'i, then what are we going to say now about the shlishi? Eino din hu sheyase revi'i b'kodesh. So then, obviously, a shlishi, which is more than the mechusar kippurim, is pasul b'kodesh, the shlishi should make a revi'i b'kodesh. In other words, it should pasul something that was kodesh and turn it into a revi'i. Okay, whether or not you accept this type of kavachomer, we're going to leave on the side, because it's not exactly, the things aren't parallel, 100%. But there is a kal, there is a chamor, right? And therefore, we can jump to that. So now, the Braita ends and says like this. The lamanu shlishi lakodesh mina Torah, u revi'i mikavachomer. Okay, so we learn shlishi in kodshim, right? That a sheni can pasul the shlishi for kodshim from the Torah, which we don't know yet where we learn that from the Torah. That's going to be the first question. And revi'i becomes a, right, a shlishi can turn a revi'i and pasul it for kodshim. We learn from a kavachomer. Okay? So now they want to say, shlishi lakodesh min haTorah minalan. Where do we learn it from? Dichtiv, v'habasar asher yiga bechol tamei lo ye'achel. Now what does it say here? Right, if the meat touches any tamei, it can't be eaten. Basar kodshim. So now, what did we assume? Kol tamei must mean milo askinan dinaga b'sheni, any tamei. A sheni could be a tavar tamei, right? In other words, it doesn't say only a rishon, right? Obviously, the Torah didn't have rishon and sheni, right? It wasn't in their terminology, but they're basically saying it says bechol tamei, any tamei. Any tamei can include a sheni, because a sheni is the basic level of tumah. So therefore, if it's nagah b'sheni, it says in the Torah, it can't be eaten. V'amar rachmana lo ye'achel. So there you have the kodshim is pasul from a shlishi. And revi'i mikavachomer k'da'amaran. And the revi'i, we just learned from this kavachomer, from the mechusar kippurim. Okay, now if you see on the chart, there's a third level. Okay, there's a third section to the chart. What's that? This is going to be this kushiyav Rabbi Yochanan, okay? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ta'am biribi, eni yodeh. He calls Rabbi Yossi biribi. The ta'am of Rabbi Yossi, I don't understand. Mahu, shaharei, eni yodeh mahu. Sorry, I didn't read it right. I don't know what it is. What's this kavachomer he made? Shaharei tshuvato b'tzido. There's a very good knockdown to this kavachomer. Okay, I can knock it down in a second. How, that was what it means, tshuvato b'tzido, okay? Tshuva doesn't always mean an answer. Tshuva is lahashiv. I can attack respond. It, right, respond to it, right alongside it. Why? Here's a different kavachomer, okay? But it's not really a kavachomer. It's a comparison. It's really a comparing two equal things. What did we say about the shlishi? The shlishi is pasul b'truma, as opposed to the mechusar kippurim, which is mutar, okay? If you follow on the chart, it'll make it easier. Pass down the sheets. So you see, the mechusar kippurim is mutar b'truma, and yet it's pasul b'kodesh. So therefore, the shlishi, which is pasul b'truma, obviously will also make a revi'i b'kodesh. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Ochel haba machmat tvul yom. Okay, what does that mean? That means a tvul yom touched food, okay, and made it. Now, what did we say about a tvul yom? He's at this in-between stage, right? He's not exactly tamei, but he's not exactly tahor. So they made a gzerah that even a tvul yom, even though he's semi-tahor, okay, only semi, because he's only semi, what happens? If he touches something, okay, it makes it tamei. So therefore, what do we see? Ochel haba machmat tvul yom yochiach. We're going to see exactly to what level it makes it tamei, okay? According to this understanding right now, it's considered if you're a tvul yom and you touch food, what happens? You turn that food into a sheni, okay? What's the situation? If it's a sheni, what does it do? It pasuls truma. So what do we see here? Ochel haba machmat tvul yom yochiach. It will prove, meaning it'll disprove this kavachomer. Because what's the situation? It's pasul b'truma, and yet a no oset revi'i b'kodesh. Okay? It has a certain, in other words, this is this unique category. If you touch your tvul yom, you touch something tameh, I'm sorry, you touch some food, you turn it into a sheni, but only for the purposes of turning it into a shlishi. It's like a certain power. Generally, a sheni can make a shlishi can make a revi. In this case, according to this opinion, okay, according to what we're going to assume Rabbi Yossi holds, which is this chachamim opinion, we're going to see in a minute. If you see on the chart, there's going to be a three-way machloket about what the situation is when somebody eat, when somebody is a tful yom and they come in contact with food. Okay? So according to this understanding, Rabbi Yossi must hold like chachamim, which we're going to, again, we're going to question this later, but assuming he holds like chachamim in this three-way machloket, chachamim say that it's a unique halacha, that if you eat food, I'm sorry, I keep saying touch. Eat because there's the other case. If you touch food when you're a tful yom, what happens? It becomes a sheni in order to contract tumah to a shlishi, but not to a revi. So what do you see here? Something that's possible with tumah doesn't make a revi b'kodesh. Therefore, the shlishi, which makes a, which is possible with tumah, shouldn't necessarily always make a revi. Okay, so that's what he questions Rabbi Yossi with. Okay, that's his question. So D'tanya, how do we know this, that this is what the situation is? So now we're going to see this three-way machloket, and we're going to show that the last opinion is obviously the one that Rabbi Yochanan is using as his proof. D'tanya, Abba Shaul Omer, Tful Yom, Tchila Lekodesh, L'tameh Shnayim, V'Lipsol Echad. What does he say? Tful Yom is a Tchila Lekodesh. What does it mean, Tchila Lekodesh? It's a Rishon. Okay, if a Tful Yom, this is against what I just said before, according to him, if a Tful Yom, okay, you can follow this inside, the chart that I did, if a tful yom touches food, he turns it into a rishon. That rishon will be litame shnayim, meaning it can be mitame a sheni, and that sheni can be mitame a shlishi. And it's lifsol echad, okay, and it passels the fourth, right? Because what happens, okay, assuming we're talking just about kodshim, let's say right now, okay, if this rishon, okay, the Rishon touches Kodshim, that's a Sheni, right? Assume it's all Kodshim. If it touches the Sheni, what will it do? It will make a Tameh. Why do I call it Tameh? Like I said in the beginning of Shir, because it can be Metameh the next level, right? As long as we keep calling it Tameh, it means it can also contract Tumah to the next. The Shlishi will also be Tameh, that's the two levels. The Shlishi can contract Tumah to a Revi, the Revi is already called Pasul. Okay, so that's what it means. It's Letameh Shnayim, but Lifsol Echad, and the last level is Pasul, and it goes all the way to Revi. That's Abba Shaul. Next opinion is Rabbi Meir Omer, Mitame Echad U Posel Echad. What does he say? It's not considered a Rishon, it's considered a Sheni, which means how many does it Mitame? Only one. And Mitame is the Shlishi, which now if it's Kodshim and it's a Shlishi, it could be contract Tumah to something else, right? And what can it, it can, then that level will be Irevi and it will Posel it for Kodshim. Okay, Posel Echad. The Chachamim Omrim, and here's our Shita, Kishem sheposel ochle truma umashke truma, kach posel ochle kodesh umashke kodesh. It's called a sheni, but for what purposes? Only to pasel truma or pasel kodshim, which means it's a sheni and can only pasel a shlishi, right? It causes, if this was truma, or it was kodshim, what will happen to it? It will become pasul, meaning it doesn't go any further than that, meaning ein oseh revi'i bakodesh. Okay? So therefore he's saying the ochel haba machmat tful yom can pasul this kavachomer, right? It can cancel out the kavachomer. Because here you have something that's exactly the same as the shlishi, it's pasul b'truma, and yet it doesn't make a revi. So why wouldn't we say that? So now, and again, that's assuming what? That he holds like chachamim in that three-way machloket. So now that's going to be the first question. Matke plara papa mi ma'ide Rabbi Yossi kerabanan sfirale dilmal kavashal sfirale. Right? De amar letamishnayim belipsol echad. Why don't we just say hold like abashal or even really like Rabbi Meir? As long as he holds like one of them, he should be able to make a revi. And then that's why he has his good kavachomer. There's nothing that can contradict it because it does make a revi. So now they say, Isal kadatach ka Abba Shaul, if he really held like Abba Shaul, then, laite l'revi b'kodesh, me'ochel shaba machmat tful yom. Then he should have learned the whole din of revi b'kodesh from this ochel haba machmat tful yom. And he should have worked like this. For this, there's the chart lower down, okay? The kalam l'chamur. Okay? Uma ochel haba machmat tful yom, d'tful yom gufe mutar b'chulin. If you have ochel, right, that's b'machmat tful yom. Now, The Tvul Yom himself, we already learned this, what's the story? He can eat chulin, right? He can eat, he's already gone to the mikvah, what's he allowed to eat? What's the real issue of the chulin here? He can eat Maser Sheni. We learned this yesterday. That he's allowed to eat Maser Sheni, which is considered chulin, right? It's not truma, it's a level below. So if he's allowed to eat chulin, okay? Amarta Oseh Revi'i Bakodesh. And now, what do you know about this Ochal Abba Machmas Tvul Yom according to Abba Shaul? It makes a Revi'i Bakodesh. So here you have something that the Tvul Yom itself, in other words, now you have an interesting thing. It's Ochel that was touched by a Tvul Yom. Food that was touched by a Tvul Yom has the power to make a Revi'i. Now, what do we know about Ochal Abba Machmas Tvul Yom? Well, what's the source? What's the root of the Tuma? It comes from a Tvul Yom. Well, the Tvul Yom himself can eat Truma. So now we're going to make the exact comparison to the Shlishi. Okay, how does it work? So then, Ochel Shlishi, if you have food that's a Shlishi L'tuma, where does the Tuma come from? Right, just like the food came from the Tvul Yom, where does a Shlishi come from? Shlishi comes from a Sheni, right? So, Haba Machmat Sheni, the Sheni Gufe Asur B'chulin. The Sheni itself is Asur B'chulin. What does it mean it's Asur B'chulin? It's not a person here, right? It's the food. The food, if it's Chulin, it becomes Tameh. A Sheni itself, right? As opposed to, let's say, a Shlishi. A Shlishi with Chulin is irrelevant, right? It's not Metameh. But a Sheni is Asur B'chulin. In other words, if you have Chulin that's a Sheni, it makes a Tameh, right? You follow? Chulin, the contracted Tumah from a Rishon, is considered a Sheni L'tumah, and it's Tameh. Right? It's Tameh for all intents and purposes. So that's what it means here. So the Sheni itself is Asur B'chulin. So here's our Kal V'chomer, right? The Tvul Yom itself, where the source of the Tumo came from the Tvul Yom in the first case, and it's Asur B'chulin. I'm sorry, it's Mutra B'chulin. Now, our case, the Sheni, which was the Makor of the Tum'ah itself, I know, it's a very confusing daf today. This is one of the toughest dapim, you should just know, okay? I'll prepare you, okay? It's a very difficult daf. The Sheni itself, right? The source of the tumah. Remember, we're talking about the sources. There's Ochel Haba Machmat Chulin and the Shlishi Haba Machmat Sheni, right? Because any Shlishi comes from Sheni. So if the Ochel Haba Machmat Tvul Yom, the Tvul Yom himself, can eat Chulin, is allowed to eat Maser Sheni, then the Shlishi, where the Sheni, the source of it, is Pasul, basically, becomes Tameh from Chulin, if it's Chulin. Again, they're not accurate comparisons. That's what makes this whole thing complicated. Ein odin shoseh revi'i bakodesh. So if the Ochel Haba Machmat Tvul Yom can make a revi'i, like Abba Shaul says, then also the Shlishi Haba Machmat Sheni should make a revi'i. And if that's the... So now, what was this all saying? That would be if we held by Abba Shaul, that it makes a revi'i. So if that's the case, this would have been a better Kal V'chomer than the original Kal V'chomer that Rabbi Yossi made. So if Rabbi Yossi really held like Abba Shaul, he would have used this Kal V'chomer and not the original one in comparing it to a Mechusar Kippur. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Therefore, I'm assuming, against what Rav Papa suggested, that maybe he doesn't hold like Chachamim, and therefore, where are we left with? Kushiya Rabbi Yochanan stands. In other words, how could he make this Kal V'chomer when really the breaking of the Kal V'chomer is Omed Litzido, right? It's right next to it. In other words, you can basically knock down this Kal V'chomer by saying we have the Ochel Haba Machmat Tvul Yom, which does make a Revi'i, which is, it's Pasul B'Truma, just like our Shlishi, which is Pasul B'Truma. And therefore, if that doesn't make a Revi'i, then our thing shouldn't also make a Revi'i. So we have a problem with his Kal V'chomer. Okay? So now... Rabbi Yochanan continues and says, V'chitema, and if you want to say that you can't do this Kal V'chomer I just suggested, why? Mishum, now V'chitema always means he's going to suggest something that he's going to reject. And as he's basically preempting someone who might try to contradict him. Now, how could you maybe possibly break down this Kal V'chomer? What's the difference between Ochel Haba Machmat Tvul Yom and a Shlishi Haba Machmat Sheni? Okay, what's the difference? Really between, if you just say it more simply, the Ochel that comes from a Tvul Yom versus a Shlishi, okay? Well, really, it's right. Think about it also. A Shlishi that came from a Sheni. What's a Sheni? Right? A Sheni is always going to be food, okay? It's not a person or a Kli. The important thing here is it's not a person. So now what are they going to say? Mali Tvul Yom Shekein Av Hatuma. You might say a Tvul Yom has a more chamor halacha. We saw this yesterday because what's the source of a Tvul Yom? It's someone who himself could have been in Av HaTumah, meaning it was a Zav, a Zava, Yoledet. These are all considered the Av HaTumah, the Metzora, okay? he could have come from an avatuma. Well, if you want to say that, why is that not? In other words, then you'd say what? This isn't a good kavachomer because the ochel abam machmat v'yom at the source was an avatuma, whereas the shlishi that comes from a sheni, clearly a sheni is not an avatuma. But you can't say that. Why? Because what was Rabbi Yossi's original kavachomer? It was from a mechusar kippurim, which is also mikaro ba'avatuma. So that's not a good, and as you could say, Rabbi Yossi just didn't use this kavachomer, not because he held like hachamim. Maybe he really did hold like avashal, but he didn't use the ochel abamachmat tfulyom because the tfulyom, the source is avatuma. But no, you can't say that because hayatina mimechusar kippurim. His original kavachomer that I'm arguing about came from a mechusar kippurim, which also mikoro was an avatuma, below parche, and he didn't say that that was an issue, right? He seemed to have no problem with this kavachomer. So you can't say that's the issue. Amarav Asi Amarav. Oh, so that's it. That's the end. We're left with, okay, this sugya kind of closes right now. We're going to see, we're going to do some other things related. But right now, we finished with this Revi Bakodesh. Rabbi Yossi tried to prove it from a Chal V'Chomer. How do we know Revi Bakodesh is Pasul? And Rabbi Yochanan has a problem with his Chal V'Chomer. Okay, and we don't answer his question. Okay? Unsatisfying. I know.
After all that?
After all that. Unsatisfying.
Very unsatisfying.
Okay. Now we're going to go on. Amar Rav ben Isi, Amar Rav. Okay. I have Amar Rav. What? Amar Rav ben Isi. Oh, sorry, I skipped a line. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav. Ve'amre lan. Some people say it was Amar Rav ben Isi, Amar Rav. You can see why they got confused. Rav Asi or Rav ben Isi, right? Okay. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, Kulu Sfira Lehu, all five of, it's five, right? One, two, three, four, five of these rabbis, they all agree to Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi Bechulin.
Wow.
This goes against Rabbi Akiva, right? Now, first of all, you should just know, this is just an interesting methodological point. Generally, when the Gemara says, we've seen this before, by the way, that so-and-so and so, they try to take all these dat yachids, okay, and they say, really, you know, you see him here and he talks about something and he talks about something. They all come up in different contexts, but in the end, they all agree about the same thing. Generally, when the Gemara does that, it's usually an opinion that we don't paskin like. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's unique because it's an opinion that we do paskin like, okay? Like I said from the beginning, against Rabbi Akiva, they all hold that Shani makes Shlishi, I'm sorry, Shani doesn't make Shlishi Bechulin, right? That a Shani only turns Truma or Kochim into a Shlishi. There's no such thing as a Shlishi Bechulin. So now we're going to have, okay, this is the second part of the page here. The last chart on the page is going to be five different proofs, like five different cases where rabbis say things that they're going to assume this is what it means. Rabbi Meir Ditnan, Kol Hatzaum Bi'at Mayim Midivrei Sofrim. Okay, this is something that needs to be tovled only midurabanan. Okay, if there's something that needs toveling midurabanan, meaning it's got a tumah midurabanan, okay, not midoraita. There's a halacha, what did they say? The rabbi said it's mitame et hakodesh, uposel et hatruma, umutar bechulin ubemaser. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So now you have something. If it needs biat mayim midivrei sofrim, it's considered a sheni lituma. Okay, anything that the rabbis would go to that needs to go in a mikvah, because it's tamei midrabanan, it's considered a sheni. Now what do we see about the sheni? Well, let's see. It's mitame kodshim. Right, turns a shlishi that's kodshim into kod, right into pasulit. It's mitame. Why mitame? Because if right, you make it a shlishi, you can also make a revi. Okay, and that's number one. The second thing it says is sorry, I lost my place for a second. It's posel et hatruma, right? Because that's already a shlishi. That's the end point. Mm-hmm. Truma umutar bechulin ubemaser. Okay, it doesn't turn. Anything, right? There's no such thing as a shlishi for chulin and master sheni, which we said is like chulin. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachamim osrim b'maser. Chachamim daf to say that it carries one more level when it comes to master. Okay, but we were trying to prove Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir here holds that it doesn't turn a shlishi, that's chulin. Okay, there's no such thing as a shlishi by chulin. Rabbi Yossi had amaran. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi, that's the guy we already saw. Okay, now we're going to see more. Din ite, what did he say? Do you remember? He made this kavachomer that a shlishi makes a revi bakodesh. Now, what's the assumption here? Okay, the working assumption is that truma is one step more chamor than chulin, and kodshim is one step more than truma. So think about it. If everything is one step more than the other, right, then what would happen? If shlishi makes a shlishi for chulin, And Shlishi makes a Revi, right? And then Shlishi can make a Revi. I'm sorry. If Sheni makes a Shlishi for Truma, and Shlishi makes a Revi for Kodshim, then if one level earlier, right, is the Chulin, then a Sheni can't make a Shlishi for Chulin. So it would have to be what? If you really wanted to say that Sheni makes a Shlishi for Chulin, you'd have to drop everything a level. You'd have to say, Sheni makes a Shlishi for Chulin, Shlishi makes a Revi for Truma, and Truma makes a Chamishi for, right, and that, I'm sorry, Revi can make a Chamishi for Kodshim. Okay, so now read this inside. What does it say? Dim ite, if that was really the case, that a sheni can make a shlishi for chulin, leite l'revi b'truma b'chamishi b'kodesh. That's what he should say. Everything should go up a level. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi. Number three, Rabbi Yoshua, ditna. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Ha'ochel ochel, okay, here we get to the eating. That kept confusing it. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, rishon. If you eat food that was a rishon, you become a rishon l'tuma. Sheni, if you're eating food that was a sheni l'tuma, you become a sheni. Shlishi, you become a shlishi. Okay, that's Rabbi Eliezer. But remember, we're looking for Rabbi Yoshua here. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, no, that's not the case. Ha'ochel ochel rishon ve'ochel sheni. Both a person who eats a rishon and who eats a sheni becomes only a sheni. And shlishi becomes sheni b'kodesh. Ve'ein sheni b'truma. Okay, if you eat food that's a shlishi, you become a sheni to contract truma to kodshim, but not for truma. Okay, you don't become a sheni if you ate a shlishi. It makes sense, right? Quaintim, it goes down a level. So if you ate a shlishi, you can't contract truma to a truma because that's already the next level. So therefore, you become a sheni for kodshim, which means you get two levels of kodshim, shlishi and revi, but you don't become a sheni for truma. So now, the Gemara, now you have to have a certain jump here, okay? What's the case of eating sheni? One second, let me just get this straight. Right. Since it's, what's the case of eating a shlishi? Or a, one second. Right. What's the case of eating a shlishi here? How could you possibly eat a shlishi? You're not allowed to. How could you eat truma that's pasul? It has to be burned. How could you eat kodshim that's pasul? Right? A shlishi could only be, according to what we've said until now, right, can only be truma. So it must be, if you're eating a shlishi, it must be, what are you eating? You have to be eating chulin, but how could you be eating chulin? There's no such thing as chulin by shlishi. So, what do they have to assume? It's chulin shenasu al ta'arat truma. What does that mean? There were people who ate chulin as if they were truma. They treated chulin like they were truma because what? Maybe they were kohanim and they wanted to just treat everything in their house equally so that they wouldn't get confused, you know? So they treated, it must be chulin, because otherwise they couldn't be eating the shlishi. Okay? So therefore, it's chulin shenasu al ta'arat ha-truma. So what does the Gemara infer here? Al ta'arat ha-truma in, al ta'arat ha-kodesh lo. So therefore, what do we, oh, so here, okay, there's a problem with the nusach. I'm going to read it according to a different nusach because it doesn't make any sense. Therefore, what did it assume? Only chulin al ta'arat ha-truma would be an issue here, would become a shlishi, but instead of saying al ta'arat ha-kodesh, I'm going to change it according, not because I made up this girsa, right? This girsa appears elsewhere, that people have this girsa. That is chulin, you can see it on your sheet, I wrote it. Chulin greida lo, but regular chulin not. So what do you see? That there's no such thing as chulin shlishi, right? Sheni can't make shlishi into chulin because it's only chulin shenasu al ta'arat ha-kodesh. And therefore, it's not chulin, regular chulin, because regular chulin, a sheni can't make a shlishi. Okay? Alma kasavra, therefore, he must hold it, ain sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. Because he assumes that it's talking about truma shenasu al ta'arat ha-kodesh. I'm sorry, chulin shenasu al ta'arat ha-truma, really, right? Chulin shenasu al ta'arat ha-truma, and not regular chulin. Okay?
I just don't understand the question, because even a rishon, like how can you eat a rishon that's
chulin?
No, but the whole question is, okay, how can you eat a shlishi if it's truma? But even eating anything that's tameh, a rishon would be like a sharet.
No.
Like, what would you have to eat in order to eat a rishon?
No, first of all, a rishon you wouldn't eat because a rishon is usually adam or kelim. A sheni we're talking. Ah, right. So how could you eat an ochel rishon? Right. There could be cases where things are, there's certain exceptions where things are rishons that are considered also food. But the logic is that if you are mitame, let's say we're regular people, we're not kohanim, we're not in the Beit HaMikdash where there's kochim around, we just have regular food in our house. The food became tame. So it's important to know the food's tame because it can attract tuma to other things, if it's a rishon or a sheni, let's say. But I can eat it if I want. There's no issue. It's not usher for me to eat tame things.
Unless you hold everything should be tahor.
Well, if you hold chulin, al tarata, truma, then you wouldn't. But if you don't do that, and as you're not makpid on that, you're a regular person, you're not a kohen, you don't have any issues, you can eat whatever you want.
It's the truma that you can eat.
Right, so what's an example of a rishon that's food? I'm trying to think. I think, if I remember, there's a whole thing that mashkin can turn things into a rishon. If you remember, there was this chumra we saw, that if liquid comes in contact with it, it turns it into a rishon. So there are situations where things could be a rishon that are food. Okay, yeah, certain exceptional cases. So if you were to eat a rishon, there's no forbidden, you know, and a sheni all the time is food, right? That was the case of the klicheres and the sherets inside and the bread. So you have no problem to eat that bread, but the chachamim were gozer that you contract truma yourself.
Right.
Because maybe you ate it at the same moment you were drinking a drink of truma and it mixed together and then you would pass all the truma. So because of things like that, they were gozer on it. Okay? Okay, so now, so you see here, because it has to say that it's chulin shenasul tarata truma, it can't be regular chulin. And why can't it be regular chulin? Because no such thing as a shlishi b'chulin. Okay, Rabbi Elazar. Here's Rabbi Elazar, Detanya. Okay, we're up to number 4. Rabbi Elazar Omer, shloshtan shavim. Okay, who are the shloshtan? Okay, you can look, I added a few words in the chart. Kodesh, chulin, and truma. Okay, are issues that we're discussing today. They're all shavim that what? Harishon shebakodesh v'shebechulin v'shebetruma. Okay, now if you're talking about in the realm of kodeshim, this is how it works. That if you have something that's kodesh or chulin or truma, what does it do? It's metame shnayim, right? It's a rishon is metame sheni and shlishi and poselacha b'kodesh. Okay, so when you're talking about kodesh, it goes down 3 levels, right? To a revi. It's metame echad uposelacha b'truma. It goes down 2 levels when it comes to truma. And here's our obvious proof. This is going to be finally an easy source. Uposelacha b'chulin, right? And it only goes 1 shlav for chulin, meaning chulin only goes to sheni. It doesn't go to shlishi. Okay? Next one. Rabbi Lezer Ditznan. This one, sorry, we've gotten to easy. Now we're back to complicated. Rabbi Lezer, here's a mishnah about chala. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Let's say you have a challah. Okay, there's a different law about challah that's you're taking from a truma, from a tahor dough or a tameh dough. If you take challah from a tameh dough, what's going to be the situation? The kohen can't eat it. So therefore, the shear is a smaller shear. This is, by the way, what we hold nowadays. Since we don't actually give it to the kohen, we only have to take 1/48 of it. Okay, but if the kohen's actually going to eat it, then you have to take 1/24. Okay, so there's a different law by a challah taken from a truma and from a tahora and a tamea. But here he says, if you have a challah, his idea is that if you have an isah that's nitmeh, we want to come up with a solution that you can actually give a challah tahora that the kohen can actually eat. How do you do this? What's the issue? So the issue is that we have a halacha. I don't know if you know this. If you make 2 doughs and you want to take challah on all of them, so they have to be touching, okay? Actually, it's not 100% true. If they're in the same house even, they say it's fine. But in this case, since they have 2 different names to them, one is tameh, one is tahor, and you don't want them to mix. In other words, if they're in your house and you intend for them, you have no problem with them mixing. It's as if they're mixed. But even so, though, we're makpid to put them together. But mikar din, you don't really have to mix them. But these 2, since your intent is never to have them mixed, because if your tameh touches your tahor, it will make it tameh. So therefore, they're considered 2 totally separate. And you can't take truma from one to the other, because it's a halacha, it has to be min amukaf. Your truma has to be taken from something that's attached to it. Okay? And this is not attached. So what do you do? How can you possibly do this? He says, shtei isot, you take 2 isot, achat tahorah, achat tameah. That's not, you don't take them, but that's what you have, right? You have 1 tahor, 1 tameah. Okay, let's just take here's 1 isah, okay, and here's the other isah, okay? You have 2 isot here. Okay, 1 is tameah, 1 is tahor. You definitely don't want these 2 touching. So what do? Notel kedei chala, meisah shelo horma chalata. Okay, now you take, here's your tahor. Now, if this is tahor, what do you want to do? First of all, you have to make sure that no one took challah from this already. That's what it's saying. Isa shalohor machalata. If you already took truma from this, then what happens? Challah from this, what happens? This is called patur already. It's patur from challah. And I don't know if you remember this, but you can't take mina patur ala chiyuv. You can't take challah, truma, masrot, anything from something that's patur on something that's chayav. So it has to be lohor machalata. Notem pachomi kabeitza ba'emza. Now you take a small piece of it, let's say this piece, from this, okay, here, let's actually, okay, we take a little piece. Has to be less than a kabeitza. Why? Because what are we going to do? We're going to put this piece touching this and touching this, Isa. Okay, and it's going to combine the two. Now the tame is not touching the tahor, but why pachomi kabeitza? Because what will happen to this piece? Tame. This piece is good. It's not too small to become tame. It can become tame, but it can't be mitame. Yafeh. If you remember, we learned this a long time ago about the shear of kabeitza. The kabeitza, it has to be a kabeitza in order to get chuma and then to convey chuma. Okay, like if you have just a kezayit, it doesn't pass over the chuma to anything else. So therefore, you take less than a kabeitza, and it won't be mitame the isa that's Torah. In other words, by virtue of the fact that it's touching the tame, it will become tame, but it won't be enough to be mitame the other. That's what he says you do. Okay, so far so good. We're not there yet. Okay, kidei litol min amukaf, right? So that, you can do that. Okay, v'chachamim osrim. Chachamim think you can't do this. V'tanya, and there's a braita that says, you can even do it if it's a kabeitza. Okay? Now, Rabbi Eliezer says that you can even do it with a kabeitza. Now, savrua, when the rabbis saw this braita of the kabeitza, what did they think? That idi v'idi b'isa rishona, that both cases are talking about, one second, right, when they thought that, and as the rabbis, what happened? The rabbis said what? That Rabbi Eliezer holds, ein sheni osa shlishi. So what did they think? They thought he said ein sheni osa shlishi because what they think? That both the Braita and the Mishnah, who both go according to Rabbi Eliezer, whether it's mutra kabeitza or not, both of them are talking about that the Isa Hatzme'ah was a Rishon Letumah. Okay? V'chulin Hatzvua. Okay, now, if it's a Rishon, what happens? It turns this little piece, so if it's a Kabeitza, what happens? It turns the Kabeitza into a Sheni, and the Sheni can't be Mitame, the Isa Tahora. Why not? It's Nechala. The Isa is called, it's not Chala yet, because it's Chulin hatvulin lechala lo kechala damu. In other words, even though it's omeid to take chala out of it, it's not considered chala. Okay? In other words, yes, what are we going to do in the end? We have this piece that's connecting it. By the way, this piece isn't the chala, right? This piece is just the connecting piece. Now what are we going to do? Now we're going to take a piece of chala from this isa. But this isa is not yet called chala because it hasn't yet taken, right? It's just chulin right now. Until you take challah, it's not, even though from this batch eventually we're going to take challah, okay, it's not challah right now. So he has to hold two things. Number one, he holds that it's a rishon, right? This is a rishon l'tumah. And then it's chulin hatfulin l'challah, lo kechallah damu. It's not considered challah. And therefore, what did they think? That this is the root of the machlokah between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. The ma'ala b'hakam b'flagei, demar sabar ein sheni ose shlishi b'chulin. In other words, if this is a sheni, right, this little piece that got tamei in between, can't turn a shlishi into chulin, right? And therefore, Chachamim, who say it's osrim, what do they think? It is ose chulin, right? So therefore, umar sabar sheni ose shlishi b'chulin, and that's why Chachamim were osrim. That's what they thought originally. And that's why this would fit into that category of Rabbi Lezer is the one who holds Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi. But now the Gemara is going to say, you don't necessarily have to say this was the Machloket. Amar of Mary, Bereit Rav Kahana, Tekule Alma Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi B'chulin. It's not just Rabbi Eliezer. It's even Chachamim agree that the Sheni can't turn it into a Shlishi. So why are Chachamim Osrim? Can you figure it out? They fight about the other issue. What do they say? Hacha b'chulin atfulin l'chala kamipalge. Mar sabar kechala damu or mar sabar lo kechala damu, right? This tahor one, what did we say before? It's not considered chala right now. Because remember, chala is just the same as truma, right? It's not considered chala and therefore, Shani's not going to turn it into a shlishi because it's chulin. But they say, no, no, no. Since you're going to take chala, this is now already has shein truma on it according to Chachamim. And that's why the piece has to be less than a kebetza, so it can, or even if it's less than a kebetza, he's worried that the sheni might make a shlishi l'truma, depending on whether you go by the bright or the mission. That's not really such a critical issue. But now, okay, that's the machloket. Okay, mar sevar kachal adamu, mar sevar lo kachal adamu. And here's another interpretation. Everyone agrees that this is not considered truma yet, okay? That this is chulin, this tavor, right? Everyone agrees that this is chulin because you haven't yet taken chala from it. Okay, let's keep going. Ve'ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. Okay, and what else? Everyone agrees that this sheni can't make a shlishi, so therefore this should work. So why are chachamim osrim? Here's an interesting one. V'hacha b'mutar ligrom tuma l'chulin sheb'eretz Yisrael kamipalge. Mar savar mutar ligrom tuma l'chulin sheb'eretz Yisrael, umar savar asur ligrom tuma l'chulin sheb'eretz Yisrael. The machloket was all about, are you allowed to on purpose cause something to become tameh? Can you purposefully, what are we doing here? We're taking this piece knowingly full well that we're going to turn this little piece into something tameh. And this was tahor dough. We're going to turn this little piece into tumah, right? And now the question is, are you allowed to cause tumah in chulin in Eretz Yisrael? So chachamim say you can't use this patent because you're causing something to become tameh in Eretz Yisrael, and that's forbidden. And Rabbi Lezer says, obviously, maybe even if you shouldn't do this, in this case, there's a higher value, right? And what are we trying to do? We're not doing this stum because we want to be batami something. Why are we doing this? Because we want to give to the Kohen tahor chala. So therefore, you're allowed to do it when there is something else, you know, in its way. He says there's no problem. If we're trying to fix this problem that our dough became tame and we have nothing tahor to give to the Kohen, so better to give something tahor to the Kohen than worry about this issue of making something, making chulin tame in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so those were three ways to understand it. This was all because we wanted to show that Rabbi Lezer holds Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi. According to some of the possible conclusions of the Gemara about this machloket, it could be everybody in this machloket agrees Ein Sheni Osa Shlishi. And maybe that's why in the end, the psach is that, right, even though we have just these five people, really, here you can show the Chachamim actually agree to it also, in which case it's an across-the-board opinion. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. The rest of the daf is very, very, very easy, so we'll finish it up tomorrow pretty quickly. Okay, and tomorrow we finish the parak and move on to other stuff. Okay?
I missed something very, very basic, which is why don't we just take chala separately from each loaf?
Because if you take chala from the tamei loaf, you won't be able to have the coin eat it. That's the problem.
So give him the tamei loaf for yourself.
No, the tame is chala. You can't eat it. You can't eat it. It's chala. It's chala tame. You have to just burn it. And you're used to burning chala, but they don't want to be burning chala. They want you to give it to the kohen. That's the whole thing.
That's what Chachamim say. That's what you said.
No, first of all, but we don't want to because your tame dough can't go anywhere. The kohen can't eat it. That's the whole issue. No, that's what the Chachamim say. The Chachamim say just give it all to the... Right, burn it. In other words, do that separately and that separately, but there, Rabbi Lezer is saying, no, I have a better solution than the coin can be.